bus is here.
Military parents never miss a beat, and neither does the Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan. Built for every warrior in your family. With more than 40 years of service to military families, TRICARE Prime Benefits plus exclusive extras. Learn more at warriorsathome.com.
It is SNY.TV's The Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Today on the Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, we'll be talking about Syracuse basketball's postseason and a special anniversary for one of the greatest college basketball games ever played. I'm Wes Chang, and I'm joined by the Juice Online senior college basketball analyst and 2003 national champion, Andrew Cowie. Andrew, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Wes. How about yourself?
Andrew, I'm great because this is the best time of the year for college basketball, and I want to get you started on this one. Syracuse finished the regular season with 19 wins and 10 wins in the ACC. Were you disappointed with how the regular season turned out after Syracuse was a preseason top 25 team?
You know, I wasn't disappointed just because I didn't, just knowing the team and their kind of, I would say, their offensive issues I had a feeling that they might have, you know, when our opposing teams kind of knew what to expect from Syracuse. You know, I knew they're going to have their kind of ups and downs, their highs in terms of a win like Duke or a win against Louisville or even going on the road and beating Ohio State. Well, that win looked really good early in the year, you know, maybe not as good since Ohio State struggled a little bit. I had expectations going into every game where it could be a win, but it didn't shock me if they lost like to Clemson, you know, last week. So it's just, you know, there wasn't any kind of dominant player or dominant like wow factor. When you watch a team, you just knew that they can click and things can go well, but they're also going to have their struggles, you know, quite handily.
You know, Andrew, one of the players I thought was going to be a wow type of player that you were just talking about is Tyus Battle. He returned for his junior year and was a preseason first-team All-ACC selection. He ended up dropping to the third team when the selections were made early in the week. Did you expect him to play better?
He averaged 17 points a game. You know, would you want him to average 22, 23? Yeah, that would be, you know, nice as well, but you also know that defenses are going to – they know Tyus Battle. They know that that's our kind of lead scorer, the guy that can kind of create his own shot and toward the end of the game can we look to, for him to take over. So they're gonna use their defense. They're going to scout that, and they're going to, you know, have more help defense toward him or, you know, put their best defender on him. So it's just going to be – that's why, you know, I understand some of his, you know, struggles he's going to have – his great games because he is a good offensive player, but you know, he's not a top 10, right? If he's not a top 10 pick or a top 5 pick, you know, should we be expecting him to be a Carmelo Anthony or Hakeem Warwick where he's just so dominant and can overtake a game? I think that may be a little bit unfair. So, you know, would we have loved 20 from him, maybe 22? Yeah. But you know, he still averaged 17 points a game.
So Syracuse is at the end of the regular season, and now the real season begins. And the Orange has the ACC and hopefully NCAA tournaments coming up. What kind of adjustments are you making if you're Coach Boeheim, especially with the offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the offense is going to be, you know, a key part of it. But I do think because this team, you know, with Tyus, with Frank, with Dolezal, with Brissett, these guys are, you know, from a college basketball standpoint, it's a veteran, right? It's veterans. And I get the feeling or the hunch that come tournament time, there's a little bit more heightened responsibility, heightened effort, heightened focus. And I think that's where, to me, it's really looking at the defense and saying, hey, how can we really kind of step that up and change the game there. I think that's where they can do some great things with the focus.
Andrew, take me through the process of being a bubble team heading into a conference tournament. And Syracuse has a situation where they're going to need to win one game against Pitt to really feel comfortable being selected for the NCAA tournament. What was that like for you as a player? And does that sense of urgency translate into the game itself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, if they lose that game, I think we're all going to be a little bit nervous come Selection Sunday. You know, you still think they should be in at 19-12, 10-8 in the Big East, but that would be, you know, losing to BC, either one would not be a good, would be a bad loss. And, you know, being in the tournament, a one game, you know, the tournament committee probably looks at that. So, God forbid, I hope that doesn't happen. I think we all feel if they get that game, we're at 20 wins. I think everyone's sleeping well Saturday night and looking forward to Selection Sunday. So that being said, the players know that, right? The players know that. The coaches know that. And again, it's tournament time, so the players have that focused. And I expect them. You know, really, to me, I think it's where they can kind of ramp up the defense again. You know, close out faster, get the shooters faster. So I think. Again, both Pitt and BC know us, so they're going to have a little bit more success than, let's say, a random team in the tournament that's from the Pac, 12 or the Big 12, so forth. So I think the heightened intensity and focus will be there Wednesday, and so that's why I think, I still think we win that game.
Andrew, you were a four-year player at SU, 2003 national champion. So I want to get your perspective on this. Would you rather be a team that's on the 8-9 line and have to play a one seed in the second round, or would you rather be on the 10 line and avoid a top seed despite being an overall lower seed and needing to beat a 7 seed to get into that second round? I know that every team wants to be as high a seed as they can be, but do you see any strategic advantage in that? Is that something players and coaches even think about?
I think, especially with Syracuse, it's really about matchups, right? So to me, it's always when I see Selection Sunday and see where Syracuse is. One, I always look at where what's the location, right? You know, Syracuse fan base travels well, but the closer we are to the East Coast, we're always, it seems like no matter where we go, we're always going to have the crowd in our favor when it comes in the arena. So destination, I always look at that. And secondly is the matchup. Like, to me, people always think like, oh, if we play a team that has some great shooters, that's where we'll struggle. It's really the opposite. Take a Clemson game is a perfect example. The reason that they performed so well in the second half was their rebound, right? Their inside play, they're getting rebounds. And to me, that's where we get hurt in the zone, is we know how to cover the shooters or find that really great key shooting guard and can kind of shut that out. But it's if they have a dominant presence or strength with their forward center position where they're out rebounding us or getting putbacks, easy buckets off of a 3-point shot, that is where we can have our struggle. So to me, 10 seed, 8 seed, I don't see this year a real kind of dominant team. You could maybe Virginia, but anyone can be beat, right? So to me, a 10 or 8, it doesn't matter. It's more of getting the right matchups and hopefully, not playing in like Washington or California.
Andrew, around this time of year, I always get a prediction from you, and I always enjoy it because you don't sugarcoat things and you tend to tell it how it is. And as a result, your predictions are pretty accurate. So with that in mind, how do you see the ACC tournament playing out? And hopefully, how do you see the NCAA tournament playing out?
I think ACC tournament, just because all the teams know Syracuse, they know the team, my guess, we get that first win, and I'm not too optimistic about, after that. I think there could be a little bit of a letdown saying, we got that win, we're good. It's almost, the intensity loses a little bit that next game. To me, I think, I don't know why, but I have a sneaky good feeling about this tournament because of Frank and Brissett and Tyus, because of their veteran stats, because they're big, we're really big up front when it comes to the zone. And to me, we got to win games like 65, 61 or 62, 58. And I do have a good feeling that we can grind those games out and make a little bit of run or make a little bit of scare. I'd like us to get to the Sweet 16, and then who knows from there. So much will depend on again who we face.
Predictions sound good to me, Andrew, and we are right at the end of our show. Your closing thoughts?
I think my closing thoughts is similar to I think my closing thoughts last year around this time is hopefully whenever all Cuse fans are watching Selection Sunday after a win against DC or Pitt, so we're feeling comfortable is, you know, when those brackets come out, you know, first round, second round, you know, again, look at those opponents. Look, you know, if you really want to dig deep and get confidence or worrisome, you know, look at what that opponent does well. Are they a really great three-point shooting team? Like they shoot a lot and a high percentage. I think that's in our favor. Are they dominant, you know, big guys rebounding inside paint? I think that makes the matchup a little bit more difficult. So when you're filling out that bracket or thinking how far Cuse can go, I think those are kind of two really kind of key stats that you can kind of look forward at the opponent to kind of get your predictions going for Cuse.
Andrew, my closing thoughts are on the 10-year anniversary of one of the greatest college basketball games ever played, the 6-overtime game between UConn and Syracuse in the 2009 Big East Tournament quarterfinals. Syracuse won 127-117 in a game that took 3 hours and 46 minutes, which was the second longest game in college basketball history. Johnny Flynn, 34 points, a perfect 16-for-16 from the free throw line. He added 11 assists in 67 minutes played. Paul Harris, 29 points in 56 minutes. I think everyone can remember where they were and what they were doing when that game was happening. Just an incredible memory, and it's always nice when your team comes out on top. That's it for us. For Andrew Cowie, this is Wes Chang reminding you to remember that thing you didn't want to forget. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, and we'll see you next time.
This has been the Juice on the Cuse podcast, part of the SNY.TV audio network.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code PLAY100. That's code PLAY100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.